The Tanana Chiefs Conference is one of the recipients of more than $50 million in youth suicide prevention grants announced yesterday for states and tribes across the country. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, who has been touring Alaska this week and was in Fairbanks yesterday to meet with Native leaders, says the grant will locally address a national problem.
TCC is one of the award winners, so they'll be getting about $500,000 to work on youth suicide prevention with our mental health services agency. And I know that's a huge problem that we've heard about throughout Indian country.
The three-year grant program could bring as much as $1.4 million to TCC for youth suicide prevention. Sebelius says behavioral health services were identified as a missing component by people she talked with during this week's Alaska trip, which included stops in Anaktuvik Pass, Barrow, and Tanana. She says the tour, her first Alaska trip to destinations other than Juneau, gave her a close-up look at the challenges in Alaska's remote Native villages.
My definition of rural health care has certainly been expanded by, seeing Anaktuvik Pass where they're inaccessible by anything other than a plane, 300 people, trying to run a health clinic and putting together services for folks, $80,000 for a medevac flight. I mean, it just gives me some impression of the challenges that people are dealing with.
Sebelius says the federal government is investing a lot in new Native health care facilities in Alaska, citing hospitals in the works in Fairbanks and Barrow. But she says buildings are just half of the challenge in providing health care. She says staffing is also an issue.
Are there enough health care providers? Are they in the right place? We got a lot of programs, both through the Affordable Care Act and the Recovery Act, training more health care providers, paying off more loans, but making sure that for that government investment, there really is an opportunity to place people where they're needed the most.
Sebelius says her trip to Alaska has given her new resolve to protect the IHS, and she's working with Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich as Congress considers major reductions in a range of federal programs in the face of U.S. government debt.